Okay, can you
get real close to the microphone
as if it were as close as you would to the telephone so that we can hear you? And just kind of just say your name real quick and I'm just checking levels.
Candy Tolson.
Okay. One more time.
Candy Tolson.
Okay, perfect. All right, you ready to record?
Yeah, sure.
Welcome to Sunday Morning. My name is Reagan Warfield. In the studio with us is Candy Tolson, the executive director of the Brandon Tolson Foundation that's based right here in Maryland. It's an organization that provides relief, assistance, and support specifically to families who have suffered the loss of a child. Good morning, Candy.
Good morning, Reagan.
Well, tell us everything about how the Brandon Tolson Foundation came to be.
The Brandon Tolson Foundation came to be after we lost our son, Brandon, in a tragic accident. We felt very strongly about his legacy couldn't end there. And so we wanted to do something good. We wanted to turn something very bad into something very good. And so how we did that was we figured the things that helped us along through our journey were things that not everyone who's in our kind of place has. Not everyone has that kind of support. And so we wanted to share that with others because we knew how much it meant to us, how much we needed that walk with others and support all the way around. So we started the foundation by, of course, we needed some money to do that. So Brandon had a t-shirt company where he drew this design, this sea chicken holding a surfboard. And sea chicken. So he sold t-shirts online and to his friends. And of course, you know, after his passing, everybody wanted sea chicken. The people that didn't get it, the people that got it, they all wanted more sea chicken. How do we get more sea chicken? So we, you know, went and had some hoodies and t-shirts and we sold them and people, we could have sold toothpicks, you know, on the corner and people I think would have supported us. That's how great of a support system we have. And they came and they bought the hoodies and we took the money and hired a lawyer and did what you do to start a nonprofit. And it's been quite a journey learning and doing now, actually doing the foundation.
How long has it been since you started the foundation?
We started the foundation not quite a year after Brandon passed, which was April 7th of 2016. By March 8th, that's our birthday, 2017, we had everything we needed, so.
That's a quick turnaround time and certainly a testament to your drive to want to honor Brandon's legacy.
It was, and we didn't realize how fast it was, because now it's like, wow, you know, we're really doing it. It's a lot of work, but it's very rewarding as well. But yeah, I don't know how we got rolling that early. Maybe we were just in a fog, but.
That's great.
Yeah.
And you're based in Harford County, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tell us about Brandon.
Well, how much time do you have?
Please, I want to hear everything about him because obviously he sounds incredible.
I feel like he knew he only had a short time here kind of person. You know, he lived a really full life for a 20-year-old. And the things that mattered to him were not like someone who thinks they have forever. You know, his priorities were people. He loved people. He was a very genuine person. That was one of the descriptions that a lot of people said about him. And he was just kind of goofy and like easily liked, you know, like it was easy to be around him. He was very non-judgmental and he had a lot of best friends, a lot of best friends, like everybody he met, you know, he was just that kind of kid. He was easy and he, you know, he was into everything. from longboarding to art to playing the guitar. I mean, just all over the place. So well-rounded.
I mean, just having a side t-shirt business kind of shows you that for a 20-year-old, he was interested in lots of different things, right?
Yeah, he was.
That's great. And you mentioned the support system that you had after his passing. What do you mean by that?
I mean that as soon as we got word that he had passed, we had a house full of people. I mean, I'm talking like into the front yard. Like, people told us later that they drove around the block 6 times and still couldn't park to come, you know, to see us. And it just went from there. I mean, people carried us emotionally and physically, you know, through this journey. They lunch, money, whatever they could do for us, you know, they did. And we've just been really well surrounded. We have a wonderful church family that supports us, and our family in general is just a really loving family. And
what's the church?
Emmanuel Baptist.
Okay. So. We want to celebrate them, for sure.
Yeah.
So you saw that was happening in your own life and said, how can we make sure there is a support system mm-hmm. for anyone that has to go through this unimaginable loss? Mm-hmm. And how do you go about doing that?
Well, I began to realize early on, I felt like I didn't feel like I was going to be able to do this walk. And I, strangely enough, was surrounded by many women who have lost families, that have lost children. And so I've been through this with others. And those were the first people to come to me to make me feel like, okay, like maybe I can do this. So it became very obvious early on that that's what I needed to hear. And I can only imagine that's what other people needed to hear too. So it kind of evolved from, you know, that my needs were. And, you know, our foundation is not limited to anything, really. We help people financially. We help people emotionally. We do all kinds of things to support people, no matter what that means. And I know that's really broad, but... the financial part obviously is something that brings a lot of relief to people who don't know how they're going to bury their child. It's kind of not a great place to be when you're wondering how I'm going to even just pay for this, you know, much less do this.
Yeah, so. You're dealing with the worst emotional situation, and then to have that financial burden on top of it mm-hmm. and just the stress involved with that, that's...
Yeah, and people don't plan for this kind of thing to happen. Some people do. We were lucky. We did. But we know that a lot of people don't want to think about that and to plan for that mm-hmm. to happen. So we have events to raise money to help us with that portion of helping others. You know, funerals aren't cheap, you know.
Beyond the financial help and assistance, what kind of things have you done specifically?
The first thing I like to do is meet with the people that we're helping. And because it's... you know, a community, like everybody in Harford County knows each other. A lot of times we know someone who knows them, or we know them, and we reach out. We try through phone, Facebook, however we can connect at first, and then meet in person. And from there, it's kind of, every situation is different. Like, some people are very about getting together and talking about their loss. Some people are kind of shy about it. It's a very sensitive topic. So for some people, they just want to take a walk. You know, we can offer a therapist that helped us. We have someone who took Brandon's ashes and made us jewelry. And so
Oh, wow.
When
you're pointing to your ring right now.
Yeah. when we have the opportunity to offer something like that, we got this girl who took his ashes and did a fantastic job and, you know, handled him with care. So we would share that. I mean, the list is endless. Today, actually, it's kind of funny, I'm here. We are having a family gathering at Annie's Playground in Harford County, which was started by a family who also lost a child.
Yes.
And it's just a pavilion, it's a playground, and getting people together who understand each other is big. It's really big because you feel like no one understands you. No one understands your pain. No one understands your loss. And obviously every relationship with your kid is different. Everybody has a different relationship. But feeling that deep, devastating pain is something that people who haven't been there don't understand. So getting those people together has been really therapeutic for both sides, for us and for the families, just to be able to talk about our kids and talk about our crazy emotions and, you know, have you ever felt this? Yeah. Oh, good. I'm not like crazy. And you feel that way sometimes. You're just all over the place. And when you can share that and relate to others, it kind of puts you at ease, a better place.
I'm sure it's a healing, form of healing.
It is. It is very healing. So
we're talking with Candy Tolson, the founder of Brandon Tolson Foundation. How can people get involved?
Involved to help us?
Yeah.
Well, we do have a website, BrandonTolsonFoundation.org, and you can go there, and there is a phone number, and you could reach us by email if you want to reach out and help. But we also, as we go along and we meet people who are in the same situation as us, there's just this overwhelming feeling that we've noticed, even in others, not just ourselves, to do something. People want to do something. What can I do with this? And so we bring them along. You know, I have a couple moms already who I could see, as we get bigger, they're going to help me reach out to other moms. Because right now, I want to meet them all.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I'm kind of like, haven't cut that cord yet. But as we go, I meet other moms who I feel like would be good to
connect with each other.
So I hope it's going to kind of spread out like that.
Yeah. You're creating a network.
Yes.
It's an unfortunate how that network's coming together, but it sounds so important. And like we mentioned, the therapy and the healing, and mm-hmm. you're in a situation, I'm sure, that feels lonely.
Mm-hmm.
So, what kind of events do you do to raise money?
We have our biggest event fundraiser is our bull roast, and we just had our second annual bull roast at Martin's. We had over 700 people both years. I'm happy to say that we know that many people.
That's a great turnout. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and again, people would come and support us. You know, they would give us money to go to Hawaii, I think. You know, but as year two came along, they were like, okay, maybe maybe they really are doing something cool, you know. So year two, over 700 people, we raised a really nice amount of money through that. That's our biggest fundraiser. And then in the spring, we've only had one so far, but we're hoping to do this, you know, for however long. We had our first annual 5K. It's a Don't Waste Your Life 5K, which was Don't Waste Your Life was, you know, like Brandon's life motto.
Wow.
Really. And so we named the 5K Don't Waste Your Life, and we had a really good turnout last spring, and we're already starting that, you know, planning now for April. And so, and we have smaller things that we do along the way, like restaurant nights and things like that. And
I know one's coming up mm-hmm. real soon, November 7th, just a few days away. So mm-hmm. what's the event there?
So we had a family, I won't disclose any names, recently who needed financial help. And so we were able to help them with a portion of that. And then we decided to try to gather people together who want to do things for that family to come and, you know, have a good time at a restaurant and have a portion of those proceeds donated. We actually know, we have, you know, a couple connections in our community. And so we decided to use those who have already kind of given to mm-hmm. us. And then, you know, we can support them back, which works. And we're just hoping for a really good turnout. It's an all day thing. It's at Enotria's in Harford County,
okay,
Forest Hill specifically. And the event is all day long. You can stop in. You don't need a flyer. And just come and hang out. The family will be there at some point during the day, and it's all good.
That's wonderful. Yeah. Do you have any numbers off the top of your head? How many families have you helped in the year and a half of the Brandon Tolson Foundation's existence?
We are over 20 families. And I don't know how that sounds as a number, but we stay with them too. So it's like having kids. You love this one, and then you open your heart some more, and you open your heart some more, and we've just, it's over 20 families that we have helped, reached out in some way or another, and let them know, hey, we're here.
Yeah, that's 20 families that wouldn't have been impacted prior to your starting of the foundation.
Yep.
What are some of the things that, you've mentioned a few things, but what are some things that have helped your healing process?
So friends of ours who, had lost their sister, you know, we hung out with them afterwards, you know, they want to take us out again, support us and love up on us. And, so they lost their sister, and, you know, they wanted me to meet their mom because they knew, you know, the relationship would be good and we could support each other.
Mm-hmm.
And so through meeting her, she, over the years, now she's 30 years since her loss, has a group of moms that get together like quarterly. And again, just like fellowship, they just get together, they have tea and wine and, you know, talk about their kids. Sometimes we have a speaker. Sometimes we do meditation. Sometimes one of the moms wrote a book. So, you know, we'll talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
And they invited me into this group. And, you know, first time I went, I was like, you know, but immediately felt a sense of hope looking at others who are still standing and still doing this crazy, difficult ride, and they're still finding joy. They're still, you know, shining. And that's what I want. I saw it in others, and I just knew I wanted to do that for my people as well. So yes, that part helped me. And then so I wanted to start my group, and that's healing as well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is just a two-way healing kind of street. It's very cool.
So there's a pay it forward aspect to it, but then you have the rewards of your own because you're knowing that you're providing the comfort that you had at mm-hmm. at the beginning. And mm-hmm. I'm sure that continues on as well.
Mm-hmm. And people don't, you know, when you give, you receive, and it's really a good feeling to do for others and to be in a position that you can help others and go, hey, you know, like my mind is constantly thinking, like, what can I do for these people? You know, what do they need? What can I? And I can do it. And that, how many people can say that?
Yeah.
And I feel very honored to meet people in this place. You know, it's not easy for people to open their hearts and share. And, you know, it's a hard, hard, difficult time in people's lives, and to be able to be in that place with them, I feel very honored to be able to do that.
What do you think Brandon would think of all this at this point?
Brandon would be jumping up and down. He probably is wherever he is. He would be so pumped. He'd probably say, like, Mom, you're killing it, you know. He would. He told me that several times about other things. And I just know every time I leave from ministering to a family, I just can feel his presence and his approval. You know, I just know he would be so pumped.
That's a big statement.
Yeah.
How do you feel his presence?
Well, I don't really talk out loud to him on a daily kind of basis. It's kind of a heart conversation.
Yeah.
But after I'm involved with a family, whether it's just sitting down and talking with them or, you know, giving them their check so that they can stay home an extra week from work because they don't have the funds to do that. I mean, several times I've gotten in the car to leave to come back home and I'm just talking like out loud to him saying, dude, like that was so amazing and so awesome. I can't really put it into words what it feels like to feel his closeness, but if I feel a little closer to him at those times. I really do.
I can feel that from you.
Yeah.
There's a joy in your face knowing that he's there with you.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. What are your dreams for the Brandon Tolson Foundation?
Well, there's, again, no limit to what we want to do, how many people we want to help. We would hope for it to go, you know, nationwide. We've had a couple families from out of state so far, but it's, you know, it's slow, it's growing, and people don't really know who we are yet. So as they figure out what we do and that we don't want anything from people, we just want to give. Because, you know, there's that thing like, what do these people want from me?
Sure.
There is no want from them. It's all give. And so eventually we're planning to pass this on to Brandon's friends. They are all, you know, they're like graduating from college now, and we're preparing them to eventually take over the board and to run the foundation. And, you know, we'll see where it goes. But that's sort of our plan. Is they've expressed interest in, you know, like, well, maybe one day, you know, we could do this for Brandon. And, you know, again, there's just that itch to do something.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I figure, like, what better people to pass it on? It's too dear to just, like, you know, give it over to whoever. I mean, obviously, my husband and I, we plan on being involved for as long as we can, you know. And then as it grows, we'll need help. And I think it's going to be there. I think that, you know, I just kind of... listen to that little thing inside of you that says, yeah, this is a go, do this, let this person in, you know, it's, being in tune with, okay, what are we supposed to do next? And if you listen, you know, it's there.
And again, this is a testament to Brandon for sure.
Mm-hmm.
What's the impact it's had in the community in Harford County? You mentioned out of state. What's the impact so far?
Well, I guess my first thought is our social media has people are starting to figure out who we are, and you can see that how, I mean, I guess you don't measure that by likes on Facebook so much, but people are hearing about us. I mean, just being here through someone who came to our bull roast and was able to experience the vibe that we have. It is such a vibe that when you're at our events, and it's because it's come back to me and people have said to me, like, that was so cool. Like, it was, the feeling in the room was just so positive. And, you know, people want that. It's infectious and contagious. And so I think that it makes people feel good to know, wow, like somebody's still doing something good. Because you don't hear about it, unfortunately. So I love that part. I love that even through what we do and how we raise our money, when you go to people, people are so willing to help and to donate. And you find out about other people who are doing things like us. And you're like, wow, I never knew that those people were doing that good thing, too. So it's kind of eye-opening, you know. And I do think people... felt it when they were there in the presence.
That's at the Bowl and Oyster Roast. I'm sure at the restaurant on Wednesday. That's gonna be felt there at the 5K, mm-hmm. the Don't Waste Your Life 5K, which is coming up in the spring in mm-hmm. Harford County. Mm-hmm. Where do you hold that?
It is at Cedar Lane in Harford County.
Okay. So if you're looking for a good excuse to have a 5K in the spring, plenty of time to train now. and you can experience that positive vibe in Harford County and become part of the Brandon Tolson Foundation. Because I'm sure, as you mentioned, people are hearing about it and the network of support is growing, just as the number of families that you're supporting is growing as well.
Yeah. Unfortunately, if it hasn't happened to you, most people know of someone that it has happened to. So it affects a lot of people in some way or another, even if it's just a secondary kind of thing. But
the Brandon Tolson Foundation, relief, assistance, and support specifically to families who have suffered the loss of a child. And it's putting Brandon's, the life that you mentioned, that he knew that maybe he didn't have a lot of time, but he certainly had time to make impact. Don't waste your life. That's Brandon's words.
Yep.
Candy, thank you so much for coming in and tell us all about Brandon.
Thank you for having me.